Yo, what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Freedom Riders. It is Freedom Friday. Are you guys so excited for Freedom Friday? I am. It has been a rocky 2 weeks for me. So I am always excited when it's Friday because it just gives me a time to de-stress, to unwind, to replan, readjust, whatever I need to do to make sure that my next week is better than last week. So I'm super excited to be here on this Freedom Friday. Even more exciting, last week, my new program launched, my Freedom Transformation Program. And Freedom stands for finally removing every excuse dominating one's mind. So powerful, such a powerful statement, because we are bound by our excuses of what we will and won't do, what will and won't work, what can and can't happen. We are bound by those excuses. So I'm excited to be launching this because I'm ready to get people free. Even myself, it even helps me with my own journey and just getting free from limitations that we put on ourselves, that we have these limiting beliefs of what can and can't happen. And because of those limited beliefs, we do limit ourselves and we do hold ourselves back from the potential that we all possess and that we all have to reach goals, you know, far beyond what we ever thought. So I am very excited about that. And just, you know, to let you know, the 2 week trial will be ending tonight. My 2 week trial will be ending. If you want to get in on that, definitely go ahead and go to freedomriderscourses.com. That's Freedom Riders with an S and courses with an S, plural. Go ahead and sign up for that 2 weeks now. Get in there. You know, we are on the path of getting ready for our 2020, you know, getting ready for the new year. And last week, I was doing my podcast. It got interrupted. I had some things going on at work, so I wasn't able to launch, to drop a new one. But I'm back this week. I'm back. I'm in full effect. I'm going to stay in full effect. And so just wanted to put that little shameless plug out there that Freedom Rider Transformation Program is available now. And it will definitely help transform your mind, your habits, your relationships, and your speech, what you say every day. All right. So segueing into that, today's topic is actually what I wanted to do last week and wasn't able to do, but it is freedom from negative speech. And this one is so important because what we say to ourselves matter. That's the first thing I want you to focus on, right? What we say to ourselves matter. Now, picture yourself. The morning has gone. You're in the afternoon. You're working on something somewhere, doing something. And just take a minute to think, how many negative things have you said today about yourself, your space, your job, or your circumstance? Just take a minute and think about how many negative things have I said consciously or unconsciously. You know, there's a study that shows that 90% of our thoughts are repeated thoughts from the day before, and 80% of those thoughts are actually negative thoughts. 80% of them are limiting beliefs, are toxic, are pointless, are damaging to who we are and who we want to become, because 80% of it is negative. Okay. And that is a huge percent. Realizing that you have 100% of your thoughts, 90% of them are repetitive from yesterday, and 80% of them are probably negative. But sitting here and thinking, since you woke up until this moment right now, listening to this podcast, how many negative thoughts have you had? How many negative things have you said about yourself, to yourself, about your circumstance, about your atmosphere? How many negative things have come out of your mouth? And I don't care if it was playful or, you know, you were just talking, all of it matters, right? So this concept that I want to break down to you is you are listening to you. Okay. You listen to you every day. Right now, as I'm recording my podcast, as I'm talking to you guys, as I'm saying these things, I'm listening to the things that I'm saying. And a lot of times when I do these podcasts, the interesting thing is as I'm listening to myself, I'm learning from myself, right? Crazy. Because I'm on here telling you that I am an expert in this and I do know this and I do and I am. And the reason why I am an expert and the reason why I do know it is because I deal with it and I overcome it. I fight the battles and I win the wars. And then I'm able to come show other people how to win the war. But even as I'm talking, I'm listening to what I'm saying and I'm learning from what I'm saying. Same thing goes for you. Whatever you say, you're listening to. It's like you know, you have a child. You tell them what to do. You want them to listen. And then you want them to react. Same goes for what you say. When you say something to yourself, you're listening to it. And guess what reacts? Everything inside of you, every being of your body, every sense, all your senses, all listen to you and they react. I can give you an example. If you say, oh, I don't like this. Well, your face reacts to the fact that you are displeased with something. And then let it be something that you tasted that you really don't like. Now your taste buds are also engaged. So now your taste buds are engaged, your facial expression, then your attitude, the tonality, the way you say something. And now your eyes are engaged because you're looking at it. All because you said, I don't like the way this tastes. Right? It's pretty interesting. It's pretty dangerous. It's pretty something that we really, really need to pay attention to, because if that is the truth, if everything that I'm saying, I'm listening to, and then I go into reaction, maybe a lot of what I'm dealing with and what I'm saying or what I go through, sorry, is a direct reaction of what I've said to myself. So, you know, I'm really big on always dealing with you. You know, there are outside influences and things that, you know, we need to get rid of that are toxic, but most of all, it's an us thing. It's a we thing. It's an internal thing. And so, yes, I understand people may say negative things to you and all that jazz, but what are you saying to yourself that is hindering you from growing? You know, I listen to people make jokes about their weight and how they feel about themselves and, oh no, I can't stick to anything and this, that, and the other. And I can't give up sweets. I can't give up bread. Oh my gosh. And then wonder why it's so hard to stay on a diet. You know, wonder why it's so hard to commit to something that's going to benefit your life in the long run, that is going to benefit your health and keep you here longer. And it's like, as long as you continue to say that, I don't care if you're joking with somebody, remember, you're hearing it. And now because you're hearing it, you're listening to it and you have to react. So my biggest thing today is let's be more conscious of what we're saying. The whole essence behind Freedom Riders is being consciously aware of everything that you do. Everything that you do, everything that you create, everything that you put out in the atmosphere, everything that you build, everything that you think, it's consciously being aware of you enough to make a change. There's programs out there that you know, inspire you, build your job, build your business, build your income. But this is really about paying enough attention to you to truly make a change and to deal with the things that you don't really like about yourself, or to realize that I'm doing things that are holding me back that I maybe didn't realize. And our speech is a huge thing. The Bible says you'll be snared by the words of your mouth. And it's so crazy because last week I was definitely snared by the words of my mouth. And I'm going to be 100% honest because I don't have anything to hide. When I started this journey, I knew I was going to be as transparent as paper, as see-through paper. And so I plan on being that the whole time. I plan on being me, which is somebody who is willing to show you her scars so that she can then help you not experience the same things or get past your own scars. So my job environment, you know, it can be very negative.
it can be very stressful, and I'm sure everybody's job can be like that. But for me, I worked very hard, very, very, very hard in building up my mental structure, power, and strength. I've worked really hard to do that because I've been in such dark mental spaces that took everything in me to fight out. So it's hard for me to go into an atmosphere that can be toxic to me and that can not feel the best and that can be just unpositive, you know, unpositive, ungrowing, stagnant, and things like that. But I do understand that, one, I pray for this job, okay? I pray for extra income. I pray to get a job. I understand, two, I'm there for a purpose. And I understand, three, that anything that I'm being faced with or challenged with, I can overcome. I was complaining. Oh my God, I was complaining. I was upset. I was frustrated. What I realized is things start getting more heightened when I started being more negative, when I started saying things. So it's kind of like you can have a wall built up and nobody can get in. But if you're fighting yourself on the other side of that wall, the wall is pointless, right? So it's not that what I was saying wasn't happening. It's just that, well, you can either build your wall, become stronger, mentally stronger to deal with this and take on the test that you're being challenged with. Because after you learn something, you're going to be tested. Or you can be breaking the wall down yourself with your own words, right? With your own hands. So all of a sudden, it started getting like crazy. And I'm just like, what is this? What is this? And sure enough, I got to the end of the week. And I realized, and God said to me, you're being snared by the words in your mouth. If you keep saying these negative things, if you keep talking negative about this place, it's going to be a negative place for you because you are saying it, you are listening, and you are then reacting. And at that, you're attracting those energies. Because understand, when you feel an energy that you don't like, you have to stop and ask yourself, am I putting out this energy so then their energy is attracting to my energy and that's why they talk to me, but it's negative, it's not good? You're attracting those energies. But I understand, as long as I was speaking positive and being positive and had a positive outlook, things were, you know, they were what they were, but they weren't affecting me as bad. But as soon as I began to say this, that, and the other, well, now my emotions and everything started hearing me. It's like, oh, we need to react. This is negative. This is bothersome. This is stressful. This is toxic. So we need to start to react. And because I'm reacting, I become defensive. And because I hear that and I'm listening to what I'm saying, I'm now putting up a wall. And now I'm on edge and I don't want to say hi and I don't want to speak because I know you're being this way. And then all of a sudden, last week was like hell week. It literally was. And I was in an uproar and I was upset. And then, oh my gosh. And guess what? The whole purpose of me assessing my work atmosphere was to be able to be defensive and keep myself protected and work on me more. But what I ended up doing was breaking down my own wall. So that is a clear example of how your words are so powerful. Powerful enough to command your body to move, to command your child to do something, to command your coworker, your boss, your whoever, your mentor, your mentee, whoever you may have some type of authority over, or not even necessarily authority, but your word means something to them. It is very, very powerful. So then we have to be conscious about it on a regular basis. We have to be conscious about it constantly because it makes a difference. You think about a child, right? And if you're constantly praising that child, constantly giving them good feedback, constantly just, even in their mistakes, you find a way to still praise them. That child is going to go far in life. They're going to think nothing is impossible. If you tell a child for a year straight, nothing is impossible, nothing is impossible, all their life, nothing is impossible. No, you can do it. No, you can. They're going to have a confidence out of this world that I can do it. Nobody can tell me I can't because for so many years of my life, I was told that I can. And when they first reach a point where they feel like they can't or somebody tells them they can't, they're going to try to break that wall down. But then on the flip side, if you're constantly telling somebody, oh no, you can't do that. No, what? No, oh my gosh, you want to be the first in your family to do what? No, you're trying to build a business and you don't even have the money to do that. Oh my God, you can't do that. No, you want to host a podcast and all you have is a mic and that's all you have. Oh no, you need this. Well, now they're going to start to inherit and adapt that limiting belief of I can't because I've been told I can't. Then they'll start telling themselves they can't. And now if you go silent for 6 months because they've picked up that lingo of I can't and they tell themselves that, well, they're going to continue to react to that. And you're going to be trying to figure out, well, why are you still there? Just because I said you can't do that 6 months ago doesn't mean you can't do it now. No, but because you told me that, I started to repeat it to myself and now I believe it. Now I'm saying it. And now it's a fluent word in my vocabulary that I can't. That's how you have to look at yourself. Look at yourself as a child. You're constantly learning. You're constantly hearing. And what you say to you matters. So I'm very big on affirmations. And me personally, like, I'm like, okay, I got to go deeper in where and what I've learned. Why? Because I did learn a bulk of things while I was in my dark place. I learned. Now you learn how to maintain and to build and to grow. And so understand every day for me is a growing, building moment. It's a moment of, okay, how do I make it better? How do I keep going? How do I go deeper? What is the next step beyond just affirmation? What goes beyond that? How do I take this step and build a massive castle or build a massive empire out of this good step that I really, really have? Is what you constantly have to do. And so I have something really, really fun and great and amazing that I'm going to be rolling out, dealing with affirmations and dealing with what you say to yourself and how to change that narrative and really make sure that you are giving yourself the nourishment that you need from your own words so that you don't have to go outside and find those words. That was one thing that I really battled with. And sometimes still find myself battling is trying to get my nourishment from what other people say to me when all that matters is what I say to me. I should be feeding myself. Even, in the Bible, reading your Bible, you should be nourishing yourself daily. It's great. It's amazing. And it's needed to have a pastor and somebody to lead you. But it also says go home and nourish yourself. So you should be feeding yourself. You should be making sure that you're healthy, that you're getting there. You have a responsibility to yourself to make sure that you also reach your level of potential. Because somebody else can't reach that level for you. So then what happens when they can't reach it for you and you're stuck at a limiting belief that either was placed in you or that you created, and you don't have that nourishment to get out of it because you're not nourishing yourself with your words. You're not nourishing yourself with your words. You don't, that's where we have that insecurity of I need somebody to tell me. I battled this for a long time. I hated making decisions. I needed somebody to tell me that the decision I was making in my life, whatever it was at that time, was okay. I needed those words of affirmation when really I should affirm myself on a daily basis. What you're doing is okay. The decision you're making is the best decision you're making for you right now. And if it is not, I'm comfortable and I'm okay with suffering the consequences, but at least I made the decision. And affirm myself. And then when I make the decision, it pans out right. Affirm myself. Affirm so that you don't have to go out looking for it if you get it. So if you get it, it is an added plus, but it is not the sum total of if you will or will not succeed. It is not what's going to make you be great or not great because you are self-affirming yourself. You are affirming you on a daily basis. And I can tell you, it is a battle because you go through things in life. Things are rough. I mean, I just had some issues pop up within the last 3 days and I'm just like, oh goodness. Oh gosh, what am I going to do? Here we go. Okay, come up with a plan, get strategic, you know, the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, I'm telling myself, you're going to do this. You're going to get through it. You're going to make it. You're going to be able to handle it. You're going to come up with a plan. You can do this. And it's a tough situation and it kind of hit me out of left field. But at the end of the day, if I affirm myself, if somebody else decides to come along and add to that, it's just like, oh, the cupcake is really good. The frosting's homemade. It's delicious. I can eat this cupcake just like this. But if you add some sprinkles, that's cool. But I don't have to have sprinkles on the cupcake. I could eat it just the icing and the cupcake. That's how you have to be. It's like, if somebody comes and affirms me and gives me a pat on the back, great. But because I've done the at-home work, because I've made the homemade frosting, I'm good with just me and my frosting. And if sprinkles come, awesome. That's what your words do for you. That's what affirming yourself does for you. And so let's do an exercise and give you guys an exercise to do, right? I want you to think about the difficult situation that you are facing in your life right now, right? Think about the difficult situations you're facing. I want you to affirm yourself every day about how you can make it, how you can do it, how you're going to figure out a plan, how God's going to make a way out of no way, and you're going to do your part, how you're going to face it, how you're going to get through it. I want you to affirm yourself. And if going deep into it is affirming yourself, making a plan, researching, but I want you to constantly tell yourself, you can do this, you're going to get through it, God's going to make a way, and it's going to work. My faith is going to guide me. Whatever your affirmation needs to be to get you through this hard place that you're in right now, every day, self-affirm yourself for 5 minutes. Set a timer on your phone, set it down, and self-affirm yourself for 5 minutes every day. I'm gonna do it with y'all. Actually, I'm gonna take this onto a Facebook Live inside of the Freedom Writers group. Okay. If you're not inside my Freedom Writers group, get in there because I'm gonna put this out there. And for the next 5 days, for 5 minutes a day, we are gonna self-affirm ourselves. And I'm excited because this is going to segue right into my amazing, fun thing that I'm going to be dropping that I know you're going to want to be a part of, but you only can hear about it through my podcast or on my Facebook group. You want to get in my Facebook group because if you're not in my Facebook group, you're not going to be able to participate in this really huge thing that I'm going to be dropping probably next week. But for 5 days, we're going to take 5 minutes and affirm ourselves out of whatever the hard situation that you're in right now. So find that situation. Just one. We don't want to be overwhelmed. We don't want to, you know, try to do too much at once. Find the one situation that's difficult right now. 5 minutes a day for 5 days. Affirm, affirm, affirm. Affirm, affirm, affirm. Affirm, affirm. Self-affirm yourself. So if you got to go out and find affirmations that go with it, if you already know what you need to tell yourself because you already know where you're insecure, so make sure you listen to yourself, right? When dealing with whatever the situation is, listen to where your fears are, right? What are you afraid that you won't succeed in the situation and why? And then match your affirmations with that. You know, get those affirmations out and say, okay, this is where I'm fearful at. Da, da, da. So let me get those affirmations. They're going to build this place in me to get through this hard space. And I really believe, truly believe, 5 minutes a day for 5 days is going to change your life. Just drastically going to change that situation. Things are going to start opening up. You're going to start seeing solutions. You're going to start getting, it's going to start rolling for you, but you got to be committed. And I'm going to drop this in my Facebook group. I'm actually going to go do a live inside the Freedom Writers Facebook group. I have a page, definitely like my page, but go to the Freedom Writers Facebook group. And I'm going to drop this in there of what we're doing. 5 minutes a day for 5 days of self-affirming yourself in a situation that you feel like is difficult right now. And I want to see what type of changes we can make in 5 days. I want to see how we can literally change the situation in 5 days and really be a product of the product. I want to show you guys that I am a product of my product, and I want you to be a product of my product because that's why it's here. That's why I created it. And so we're going to do that. So Freedom Writers group on Facebook. If you can't find it or something like that, inbox me. I'll get you to it. If you find the page, comment on the page and say, hey, I want to be in the group. I'll also get you to it that way. But this right here is so powerful. All the lessons I teach are very powerful. But this one right here is powerful because you're listening to you. We got to be nicer to ourselves. We got to be more positive. We got to be more uplifting. And what you'll find is the more uplifting you are to yourself, you'll be more uplifting to others. You'll be apt to say nicer things and give compliments and encouraging words. And it'll start to spill out in other ways that are healthy for you and healthy for us and healthy for our relationships and all the things that happen externally around us. So that's today's topic, freedom from negative speech. I'm excited about it. I'm super excited about my program. I'm super excited to just come share these things with you guys and be able to do it, because last Friday I wanted to get it out and I couldn't get it out. So I'm super excited I was able to do that. Definitely follow me on all social media networks, Freedom Riders. Like I said, on Facebook, I have a page and a group. You want to get in the group because the group is where we really get the exercises done. But understand, there are four areas in your life that you have to master. That's your thoughts, your speech, your habits, and your relationships. In my course, I master those four things. So the two-week trial is going to be up today, and the price is going to regular price also. So be on the lookout for that. Now, if you feel like, Ariana, I want to have one-on-one coaching with you. Like, I need you to talk to me. I want to be able to express what it is, and you really help walk me through it. I have that available too. It's a package. It's a bundle package with my flagship program, with the Freedom Rider Transformation Program. You can also pay for monthly coaching calls, okay? So that is at a higher rate, but we'll have 2 30-minute coaching calls a month where we discuss everything that we've talked about and everything we've, all the lessons we've learned for that week, and we get down into it. And I really am able to help you complete your assignments and really think on a deeper level other than just in the training, in the class, where I can't really do one-on-one. But if you want that one-on-one time where I can actually help you really get through everyday life, you definitely want to sign up for the coaching calls. It's a monthly fee. It's tied with the program. So you're going to get the program and you're going to get these coaching calls. If this podcast blesses you in any way, you understand how important and how significant it is to have somebody to actually talk to and bounce it off and get more in depth of, hey, this is what we talked about this week. These are my challenges, though, based off of the topic that you gave. Here's where I'm struggling. You know, that part I'm good in, but I'm really struggling on this part. Can we go a little bit deeper on this part? Because I know you talked about it and I want to go a little bit deeper because I really want to get free and I really want to experience the level of freedom, Miss Ariana, that you're really talking about on your podcast and in your program and on Facebook. I really want to get there. If you feel like that's you, sign up for those coaching calls and the program, okay? Because it's going to benefit your life beyond what your mind can even comprehend right now. So that is my podcast for today. Thank you guys for listening. I so appreciate it. I love the feedback. Send me emails, write me on Facebook, on Instagram, give me your feedback, share the podcast, make sure you subscribe. But share this with somebody. I'm sure there's somebody you know in your life who is battling some type of mental illness in the sense of they're tired, stressed, exhausted, sad, depressed, anxiety, unhappy. Oh, so many things fall under this category that can use just a pick-me-up, that can use some inspiration, that can have somebody tell them, no, you're not crazy. We all battle these things. We're just all not as transparent to say it. But this is a safe place where you can come and hear about it and get you some help to where you don't have to expose yourself to everybody. You know what I mean? You can work on it. You can get free. That's the bottom line. You can get free. That's the key. So share it. Tell people about it. I appreciate you guys. Subscribe. And I'll definitely be back next Friday for Freedom Fridays, giving you all that I got, giving you all the information. Check me out, guys. I really appreciate you listening. And you have a super fantastic Friday. Don't forget, get to the Facebook group so that you can hear and be involved in our 5-minute, 5-day challenge of self-affirmation. Have a good Friday, guys.